Next item is subdivision 2006-36, Donald K. Miller.
This is the one where we had
no septic, restrictions and covenants in the file.
We're going to leave the record open, I think, on this one.
A lot of stuff missing.
Defer, and maybe a deferral and leaving the record open to receive
septic feasibility. And propose restricted covenants.
Restricted covenants, and give them a period of time to respond in writing. Anybody wants to respond in writing to those two things? In 15 days, I guess, whatever.
Just to make a note, the applicant was the surveyor.
Right.
That's why they applied for it. And he was sent all the information, and there was no response.
Yeah.
It wasn't the applicant's fault. It was.
Yeah.
It was.
Because that went out.
They didn't know they were required to get those things, I don't imagine. Oh, that's just, I just picked that up.
Yeah.
Happened before.
Same person too, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not blaming, I'm not trying to put a negative side on the owners. I just,
yeah,
seemed normal.
We can do that on our own.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer subdivision 2006-36, Donald K. Miller, for acceptance of the restricted covenants and septic feasibility, and leave the record open for 14 days after receipt of those for public comments.
Good. Second. So moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2006-36, Donald K. Miller, leaving the record open to receive the septic feasibility and the restrictive covenants, and then allowing for a public written comment period on those items for a period of 14 days after their receipt. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.